Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to the 10-Minute Marketer. Now, from time to time, I do co-host with David, but David is away for the month of June, so I will be here. I am doing a special series of interviews with the fantastic Michael Farka. He is the CEO of Devil's Envy Spice. He also has some other wonderful businesses, and today we're going to talk about social media. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Lisa. It's so great to be back on with you.
Oh, it's great to have you on the show. I had so much fun. We've done two interviews so far, and I hope you can listen again. You can go to the 10minutemarketer.com. You subscribe. That's a hard word to say. Subscribe on iTunes, on iHeart. You can go on TuneIn and Stitcher, and there's all kinds of great places. So, Michael, let's talk about this, because there's so much to balance and juggle when you're an entrepreneur, and especially someone like you with three businesses. Talk to us a little bit about your experiences with social media and any tips and advice you have for our listeners.
So social media is one of those things where it connects you globally. And, you know, I guess if you're starting out as a business, to not have a presence with a website is like equivalent to a car salesman, you know, 50 years ago without a brick and mortar store. You can't do it. So a website is probably the first and foremost most important thing. The next question you got to ask yourself, I think, is, well, how do I get people to visit my site? You know, that's the ultimate question, because that's where everything is happening. That's where you want to post all your great stuff, all the wonderful things that you're doing, but how do you attract business there? And so for me, the answer has always been, well, we have to build this, you know, funnel-shaped system, right, with all these other little things. You mentioned them where you can find the 10-Minute Marketer. You mentioned, you know, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest, and I don't even know all of them. They're all over the place.
Wait. What did you just mention? Pinterest?
Pinterest, yeah. Well,
what is... Pinterest.
Pinterest.
I actually thought like pine rest was
something
new. Yeah, pine rest.
You know, like the little pine trees that you have in the cabbies, you know?
I do love trees. That's the best. Okay.
So you have all these wonderful outlets where you can, you know, do stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I guess that one of the takeaways that I would want to hear from this is, what's your purpose? What do you want your social media presence to be, right? And everybody says, well, Twitter's for this group of people, Facebook is for that group of people. But the truth of the matter is, they're all growing every day. And so to think that you should be relegated to one or two might put you at a disservice. But you got to ask yourself the question, why do I want a social media presence? Do I want to be social and just, you know, meet people? Do I want to build awareness for something that is important, or is it for business? You know, do I want to expand and promote my business? And each one, you know, you're going to have different interactions and different focuses, right? So if you were doing a social media presence for social interactions, why would you do that? Or how would you go about doing that?
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. So if I was going to do that, I would do Facebook, because I've gotten in touch with a lot of old friends from high school and college and people I grew up with, and it's really fun and you meet new people. But if I'm looking for branding and getting my message out about the 10-Minute Marketer and about the different health podcasts that I do, I have found Twitter to be the most successful.
Well, you're absolutely right. There are different venues for different types of things, right? So when I was growing up, you tell me if you heard this expression also, there's a time and place for everything?
Yes.
Well, social media is no different, right? So there's a time and place for selfies. There's a time and place for, you know, building awareness with a particular interest in you, whether it's breast cancer, whether it's healthy living, healthy eating, and there are hashtags for all that, and we can get into hashtags later. But all those things are wonderful, but the most important thing when you're looking to build that following, that branding, that awareness that you're talking about, is listening to your audience. Now, some people do their talking with their feet, right? They'll just unfollow you, and some people will start, you know, blabbering back and forth, like, you know, why are you doing that? I really think it's unprofessional, or I like that, and solicit comments that you really didn't want to have, like marriage proposals. So when I first started, you know, with social media, and it was on Facebook and Twitter were my two primary ones, I had built up a nice little following, health-related folks. It was doctors, it was nurses, all kinds of, you know, social workers, anybody who was health-related field, you know, I was connected to with a few thousand followers. as I started building my Devil's Envy business, I said, you know what, let me tag on to these already existing followers and see if I can start promoting my Devil's Envy. And what I found was that some people unfollowed, people who were with me for years, really, or months and years, they just unfollowed me despite having a wonderful interaction. And the message that I received was, well, maybe they don't like me anymore. So in a couple of instances, I actually found the people, and I just, you know, casually asked. I said, you know, we've been connected for a while, and it's not like, you know, I had feelings and I was sobbing and I had separation anxiety or anything like that, but I just wanted to learn and listen to what people had to say. Maybe I was doing something wrong. And the truth of the matter is the audience for health-related stuff is not the same audience for a spice company. And so what I did not too long ago, because I started, you know, finding all of these unfollowers, I created a separate account for it. Now, that in itself takes up a lot of time. But now I have two separate accounts that address two separate things that have two separate followings. And so you really need to listen to what your audience is telling you. And again, people will speak loudly with their feet. Right? So when you go into your doctor's office and you didn't have a good experience, you're going to go find another doctor.
Yes.
Right. So you walk, you explain to the doctor by not coming back with your feet that you didn't appreciate the experience. And I don't like to say I'm going to follow this person or I'm going to follow that person. I like to say it in terms of connect. Because
yes.
You're really building a relationship with all the people that have interest in your company and the things that you have to say, the messages that you post.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when you develop those connections, you then understand better who your audience is and what it is that they want. But on the flip side, you really need to understand yourself, right? Like Disney is not a media company. They're not into movies, right? They're into magic. And Apple is not about technology and phones and all that. They're about innovation.
Ooh.
And so when you think about yourself and your own business, right, a health media expert, you know, so you know, what are you? Who are you? And I ask that of myself all the time, and I still don't know the answer, but, you know, that does me a disservice. You know, but so I'm a spice man, right? I'm a self-proclaimed sommelier of spices, right? So I have an appreciation of what spices go with what foods.
Exactly.
I'm very into the flavor of things as well as the heat.
What are some takeaway messages?
I think you need to understand the end game, right? So I've always been described, whether I was in the hospital, whether it's in business, whether it's in family, you got to be fluidly rigid, right? So you got to have a game plan and stick to it. But if you see things changing on you, you got to adapt to that. So you got to have some fluidity. Is that even a word? Fluidity. In your game plan. That's correct. Reevaluate it if it's not working, and don't be afraid to change. Go with it and have fun.
Oh, that is such great advice. All right, Michael. Well, the good news is, everyone, Michael's going to be with us for the whole month of June, and then he's going to join David and I once a month. How do we find you in the meantime, Michael? Because you are very fabulous. That's what I know about. There's your brand. You're fabulous.
I'm fabulous. Thank you so much. I'm all over social media again. You can find me at Twitter, at mfarka. You can find me at Devil's Envy.
I tell you, we have the best laughs, I have to say. It's very fun. I want to thank everyone for listening to 10 Minute
Marketer. You can find me on the 10 Minute Marketer now, I guess.
Woohoo! Yes.
Fantastic.
Find all these by going to the 10minutemarketer.com. Dave will be back in July.